anyway. There you go. That's the Donald Trump singers right there.
Nice.
Former ambassador to Canada, Bruce Hayman, United States ambassador to Canada, I should say, is joining us right now and just made a speech yesterday at the Great Lakes Forum in Detroit about, well, the relationship between Canada and the United States. Mm-hmm. And ambassador, I think it's important to point out that I think a lot of people are not familiar with this because we think about so many other things. But Canada was until just recently the number one trading partner with the United States, isn't it?
Yeah, $635 billion, almost $2 billion every day of trade with the United States. And the United States runs a trade surplus with Canada. So this is our best trading partner. It may not be the largest. China now moved in to be the largest, but we run this enormous trade deficit with China. And I wouldn't call that a partnership. I'd call that just a trading relationship where I think Canada is our true partner.
So explain to not only our true partner in economics, obviously we're talking about this $2 billion a day going across the border, but also in defense, NORAD, NATO, all kinds of shared intelligence and important stuff as both countries strive to protect North America, essentially. Right. I mean, that's what this part of North America. And we have similar kinds of relationships with the Mexican military, too. But that's in politic at the moment to discuss. So let me just jump right to these base issues that are in front of us. Can you explain, before we get to the really big one for Chicagoans, which has to do with the Great Lakes themselves, can you explain this softwood situation to us?
Sure. And this is a disagreement that goes back decades and decades. So if you think about it, lumber comes from trees, and Canada has a whole bunch of them, as do we. But a lot of Canada's trees happen to exist on government land. So when they cut them down and sell them to us, the U.S. lumber industry says, hey, that's a little unfair. We have to buy our land in the United States. You guys get the government land, and so you have an unfair advantage. And so the lumber industry has made claims against Canada and having this unfair advantage for a long period of time. So we've had this dispute, but we have what I call a series of ceasefires. And we reach what is called a softwood. It might as well be home building lumber, but softwood lumber agreement with Canada, such that we have an understanding that they can't take too much advantage of their Canadian soil, their government land, to sell us that lumber. So we've reached this balance. That agreement expired 2 years ago. We had a standstill agreement for 1 year. And now the U.S. government, and responding to the lumber industry in the U.S., has started to charge duties on Canadian lumber until we can get another agreement worked out.
They're saying it creates a level playing field. Bruce, is it overcompensating? Is it unfair outright? Is there some tariff that would be acceptable? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that what would be acceptable is if we found some type of market share or some type of arrangement to ensure that the Canadians weren't taking unfair advantage of our industry. The disagreement we're at, and I participated in these discussions over the last 2 years in particular, but the disagreement is how much market share or how much advantage or disadvantage we want to make sure Canada has relative to our industry. And there, we couldn't reach agreement with them. So they came up with this duty. It averages about 20%. And that's only the first part. They're also looking at a potential anti-dumping duty, which some people are thinking could add as much as another 20%. So it could be a 40% tax on Canadian lumber, which is about a third of the lumber we buy. And so,
were the Canadians aware that this, was the Canadian government aware that this is going to happen, or is this a surprise?
No, I think that they were. This isn't a huge surprise. It's unfortunate. I think the surprise is the language that's being used around that. You know, when you trade $635 billion, there are going to be some industries that we feel that are having an unfair advantage, and we'd like to negotiate that out. They do too. They feel that way with some of the things that we do. But I think that's best for behind closed doors. But what happened this last week is the president just turned his Twitter on Canada and started taking shots at softwood lumber, this home building lumber, dairy, oil, and all of these things, which was a bit incendiary in terms of its approach, because I think we can sit down across the table and work with our best friend and talk through these things.
Yeah, one would have thought that. All right, let's get to the big one here for us. We here in Chicago, we sit on the Great Lakes. There are tens of millions of Americans who live within just a few miles, 5 miles of the Great Lakes, right? It's a huge deal for the Canadians as well. Most of the, I think it shocks a lot of people when you use this statistic, but over 3/4 of Canadians live within just 100 miles of the U.S. border, right? And certainly a lot of them along the Great Lakes. So let's talk about what you said last night in your speech at this Great Lakes Forum. You called out Gary Cohen specifically of the White House, because you are a former Goldman Sachs executive. He's a former Goldman Sachs executive, right? So you're familiar with him. But you think that they're making a big mistake here when it comes to the Great Lakes.
So let's talk through that. And Ro, you're absolutely right. Those of us who live in Chicago and the Chicago region, we drink Great Lakes water, and it's fantastic. But we rely on that water to be safe for all of us. You know, there are 40 million people that drink from the Great Lakes. They're Canadians and Americans all the way around all the Great Lakes. And the Great Lakes have to be 20% of the world's fresh water supply. It's huge. So for 100 years, go back 100 years, we were building plants all around the Great Lakes and dumping chemicals right into the Great Lakes and not having any thought as to what impact that would have over the long haul. We realized our mistakes, and we began cleaning up those waste zones. In addition to that, we have runoff that runs off from our farms and our cities, and that runoff runs into the Great Lakes. And a lot of that is fertilizer, and that's now causing huge algae blooms that are blocking and killing off large parts of the Great Lakes. Well, there's this initiative called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. It's not that much money in terms of our federal budget, about $300 million. And we use that money to restore the Great Lakes, get rid of invasive species, making sure that that water quality that you're drinking, everybody listening here, that you're drinking, taking a shower with your kids, your grandkids, are relying on that being safe. And they decided to cut that budget, or at least proposed from the White House, they're going to cut it 97%. I don't know why they didn't just say, we're getting rid of it. I mean, 97% is a joke. It's outrageous. And I think that everybody in this listening zone should be contacting your congressman, your senator, as well as the White House. And I shouted out to Gary Cohn, who I know, who grew up in Cleveland. And it was just, you know, Lake Erie is the most developed of all of our Great Lakes. And, you know, Toledo just a few years ago had to stop drinking water from Lake Erie because of how poisonous the algae was one summer. And so the New York Times wrote it up and just talked about how Lake Erie is dying and we need to really do this work. And so there are people in the White House who may not believe in climate change, but you have to believe in fresh water.
We need that. We only kind of need that.
One would think that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good point to take care of our water supply.
I mean, I believe in fresh vodka, but the president
doesn't.
You can't
survive on vodka alone.
Have
you tried that before?
I've tried it. I think the ambassador might have even tried
it. You want those ice cubes to be fresh.
Right. You need the ice cubes to be fresh. That's very important. You know? Mm-hmm. So I think that there's it is an amazing thing to me that was, to me, the most startling piece of what we're dealing here with our relationship with Canada, because we'll probably get through the softwoods thing, we'll probably get through the dairy thing, the president's pugilistic tone on Twitter notwithstanding, because he does that to everybody, and Canada is in so many ways our most important ally, most important trading partner, and culturally the most similar nation in the world to ours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is just one of those situations that this is our closest brother, essentially, and we should not be alienating him. And that, to me, is a really, I have trouble understanding it, the way he did it. Again, with all due respect to the business and farming interests that we're talking about here, that, that, you know, want their piece and they'll work it out. But the way he's working it out, again, just goes to this whole, you know, this is how they're going to do it, because they want to make a splash. They want to seem like they're doing something really important.
Right.
And but the Great Lakes thing is critical. It is dangerous. It is absolutely insane to cut that program by 97% that is designed to, and like you mentioned, it's not just about keeping the water clean, it's also invasive species. We know in Chicago what that has been like, and this is a very, 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 and it's $300 million. That's not even the White House chocolate cake bill. I mean, this is just, that is just not right.
It's
all right,
true. Well,
Ambassador, thank you very much. I appreciate it, sir.
Pleasure. And when you're drinking that water, think about what the president's proposing, because this is wrong. It's outrageous.
Thank
All right,
you,
be
sir.
Well.
Appreciate it. Ambassador Bruce Hayman, former ambassador retired Bruce Hayman, mm-hmm. from the United States to Canada.